Good morning, and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry, Jim Thatch, and a special guest, Natalie Thielen, broadcasting live over the internet from the Huntington County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Huntington County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Huntington County. On today's show, the Friends of HCL Book Sale is this weekend. I repeat, the Friends of HCL Book Sale is this weekend, Natalie. We'll tell you everything you need to know to take advantage of this tremendous community event. Monday marks the beginning of May, and we'll tell you what programs and concerts we have scheduled for you. When Jennifer was young, she thought quicksand was going to be a bigger problem than it really is.
I think everything is a bigger problem than it really is.
The HCL Outdoor Art Show, exhibits, information about our summer reading clubs, all that and more on today's Library Show. Good morning. Something seems very echoey or not correct with your microphone.
It's my microphone?
I don't know. Maybe you're just not talking into it.
Possibly.
There you go.
Okay.
That was better.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we have Natalie Thielen with us. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning.
Let's see if your microphone's working. Let's pull that closer to you.
Good morning.
We can make it a little lower, too. We can adjust it in the commercial. There you go. You got it. So how are you? Natalie Thielen is the daughter of the Huntington County Chamber President, Chris Thielen. We can, no, I won't go down that road. So how are you? Natalie gave us a little news before we went on the air. Tomorrow is Natalie's birthday, April 28th.
Mm-hmm.
And how old will you be, Natalie?
I'll be 10.
10, so what's that put you in, the fifth grade?
Yes.
Fifth grade?
Yeah, what, next year.
Next year you'll be in fifth grade.
Uh-huh.
And what school do you go to?
I go to Barley Sheaf, and I'll be going to Riffus next year.
Riffus, yes, I know it well. I'll be at Riffus tonight playing basketball.
Ooh.
In that gym of yours over there. Exciting stuff. Barley Sheaf. Oh, yeah, Barley Sheaf. My daughter went to Barley Sheaf school, too. We have a lot in common. How do you like Barley Sheaf school?
I give it 5 stars.
5 stars out of how many? 5?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. So you like school.
Yes.
You're not like me, who I wasn't a big fan of school.
Correct me if I'm wrong, you're not a big fan of work either.
No, and somehow I ended up working in a library, Natalie. Go figure that one out. So Jennifer's playing a song from a movie, Working Girl, and we want to ask Jennifer why she's doing this.
Let's see if you can figure it out.
Let the River Run.
No, you were closer the first time.
Carly Simon, no. Working Girl.
What's today? Why is Natalie with us today?
Oh, I gotcha. Because it's Bring Your Daughter to Work Day.
Mm-hmm.
I have a daughter too, Natalie. Guess how old she is now? I used to bring her to work just like your dad brought you to work.
17?
Close. 21.
Oh.
She goes to college now. So she wouldn't come to work with me, I don't think, anymore. Going to take me to her work sometime, I think. That should be a thing. Daughters taking
That's a good
fathers
idea.
To work.
Yeah.
Where's that about?
I know.
What day should that be?
I know.
That should be tomorrow.
Do you know what you want to be when you grow up, Natalie?
Yes.
You do?
Uh-huh.
What?
I want to be a psychiatrist.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. You know that already. So you're going to study, what are you going to study to be a psychiatrist? A lot of...
You got to study about, like, the mind, and you got to go to medical school.
Excellent. Well, Jennifer right here would be a beautiful test case.
Now,
for
see,
you,
I was thinking your father would be a good test case. You know, I've known your father a very long time, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Does he ever talk about Jennifer at home?
No.
That's the way we like it. When you're a little older, I'll tell you lots of stories about your dad.
So you know what this show is about, Natalie. What is our radio show about?
The library.
Correct. I'm going to give you a quiz. What are 10 things that you can do with the library? You go to a lot. I know you go a lot.
Yeah. You can do different programs. You can check out books. You can read. You can take out, I'm pretty sure, videos.
That's correct.
And you can...
Movies, yes.
Movies, yes. Yeah, that's all.
Do you remember what your mom was asking me about last time you were at the library?
No.
She was asking about museum passes.
Museum passes.
So you can go to museums for free
yes.
with your library card.
Cool.
And we got movies. You can watch movies. You can, Natalie mentioned, programs, concerts, and speakers.
We had a concert last night.
See exhibits. We had a concert last night. We did have a concert last night.
Do you like country music?
It's
okay if you say no.
I'm not a little bit.
I'm not a huge fan.
Yeah, I got actually videos. Yeah,
I like a little
part of it. Maybe this will come over.
Why don't you send it to...
I will. I was going to send it to you. We had a fiddler. The guy who plays the violin last night, Natalie. He was very good. His name is Travis Wetzel. He lives in Tennessee now, but he used to live in Huntington County.
And what... Travis's favorite thing to do when he comes up to New Jersey
is play the fiddle.
What's he do before he plays the fiddle?
I don't know.
He always goes to Marinelli's for dinner. He loves Marinelli's lasagna. Have you ever been to Marinelli's?
No, but I like lasagna.
And I know you were at Ginny's for breakfast one morning.
I was.
All right, well, Marinelli's then, lasagna.
Are you gonna play it?
Okay, this is a little bit of Travis Wetzel, one of the best fiddler players probably in the world, Natalie. Let's see if this comes up. Maybe I can turn the volume up a little bit.
There you go.
Travis Wetzel performing live at the Huntington County Library last night. Have you ever gone to any of our programs?
I went to the Read with the Puppies.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, did you get to go?
Pause to read. Do you know we have a summer reading club for kids?
No.
We do. What's the theme of it this year, Jennifer?
Build a city.
Build a city?
Build a city. Build a world?
She doesn't even know. This is our assistant director, Natalie. I think at least could build... I don't know either, and I just did some flyers for it today.
Something. You know what? Build a City harkens back.
On rock and roll.
That also harkens back to a hymn that we don't sing in our church because it's a catchy tune with bad theology.
Let's tell Natalie about Summer Reading Club. She might be interested. So every summer, Natalie. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Every summer, you sign up for the Summer Reading Club, and your brother Cameron can sign up too because you could read to him or your mom could read to him. I know. There goes the face, the older sister face. I have one too. An older sister face. And for every 5 books you read, or 3 books you read that are really long, you come in, you color a little thing on your coupon, and you get to pick a prize. And then
you get prizes for reading.
And for every 10 books somebody reads to Cameron, he colors in a picture.
And then they have programs like magicians and a little play. What else do they have?
Musicians.
A play.
They have a petting zoo at the end of the year.
They have a petting zoo?
Mm-hmm, they will have a petting zoo season. That's right up your alley, Natalie.
Natalie loves horses.
Yes.
Oh, yeah? Me too.
Love horses.
You can love different kinds of horses.
You like riding them. I like betting on them, Natalie.
I like riding them.
Do you ride horses? You've ridden a horse?
I used to ride them, but I still really like them. I'm trying to get my parents to sign me back up for lessons.
Natalie won ribbons and everything.
It's not scary to ride a horse?
I always
was a little afraid. I am. They're big animals. They're very big, aren't they?
Yes. But there's miniature ponies.
Can you ride those?
Like babies can.
Right. I would look funny on a miniature pony.
Yeah, your knees would drag them. My parents live next to a farm of miniature ponies.
So do we do this every summer, so we'll get you more information. We'll give it to your dad about this. I think you would... enjoy this.
Better yet, I'll email it to your mother.
How's our psychiatry section of our library? Do we have a lot of psychiatry
books for Natalie to start studying?
We do,
and a lot of self-help. Maybe I'll write a self-help book one day.
I think your thesis should be on this one.
Stop.
Sitting next to me. All right. It's the library show.
Finish telling about the concert. A little bit.
Okay.
Because we only have a couple minutes.
What did I leave out?
Commercial. Well, you left out that Bob Suter, I think he's one of the best banjo players
right.
on the East Coast.
So,
and his wife,
Travis,
Terry.
Last night were joined by Borderline's own Terry and Bob Suter, who performed many times at the library, too. You like banjo players? So we had a banjo player, a violin player, and like a guitar player. Hmm. And they just sang songs. And that. What's your favorite music? What do you like to listen to now?
I like to listen to pop.
Pop? So what stars? Like Adele?
No.
Okay.
Pentatonics.
Pentatonics?
Yes.
Oh, I know. Are they like a acapella group?
Sort of.
Kind of like a... I think I know them. I do think I know them.
There you go.
Name one other one. Who does your dad like to listen to? When you're in the car and he puts on the radio, besides 100 and Chamber Radio, what does he put on?
EWTN.
What?
EWTN. That's a Catholic.
What's oh, yeah, mean? He does put that on a lot.
He does? And they play, like, oh, hymns and things?
They have nuns talking.
Does he play that in the car?
Yes.
Don't the guys listen to, like, Disney music or anything?
No, he likes, he also listens to, like, Joel I don't know.
Yeah.
Who's that?
He's a,
he's like
Christian
a,
rock?
No.
He's like someone who, like, just talks about...
He talks about money or business?
No, he talks about, like, faith.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he went down, the day they were here, he went downstairs and to get a book for you.
Yeah.
Cameron. And he came back, he's like, I have Andrew Greeley's book. He was so excited.
Okay, who's yeah. Andrew Greeley?
He was an author who wrote a lot of, a lot of novels, but then he also wrote some faith-based nonfiction. And all the books you have, that's what you pick out.
Very good.
So.
I think I'd have a tough time on a long car trip with Chris.
Oh, you sure would, for many reasons. Before we go, I will tell you, did you hear the joke Terry told last night about banjo players?
I did not.
Why are banjo players not like mutual bonds?
Not like mutual bonds, I do not know.
Because mutual bond eventually mature and produce money, earn money. Bob has had his guitar for 40 years.
Yes,
His banjo, and he let it out of his sight to have it restrung. And Terry said it was very long and painful for both of them.
Interesting. So they've been playing music for a long time. Do you play an instrument, Natalie?
I play the recorder, and next year in Rufus, I'm going to do the clarinet and band.
Mm. That's what
So in sixth grade, I can start the saxophone.
Do you remember what your father played?
Trumpet?
Trumpet, mm-hmm.
He has this thing, like, in the middle of our living, like, it's towards our piano, and it's, like, just lying there.
A trumpet?
Yes. There's just a trumpet lying, and he never plays it.
Christopher, we're going to have a long, long talk.
And Jennifer played the clarinet?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Were you and Chris in the same band?
Yeah, that's how we met.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Really? You didn't know how we knew?
I think we need a little recital with these two. And Natalie will get on sax eventually, and we'll have a little band.
There you go.
I can't play an instrument. I wish I could, but I can't.
You can.
I can.
You just need to learn.
No, I've tried.
All right, should we go to our first
break? Let's go to our first break. We got info about the book sale. We got a lot more Natalie Phelan. We have Today in History. A lot more coming up on The Library Show.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand. Or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibby of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch. I'm with Jennifer Winberry and Natalie Phelan, who told us that she's turning 10 years old tomorrow. Did you do anything special for your birthday?
We're going to a restaurant and an arcade.
Oh, nice. What restaurant do you know?
We're going to Wasabi in Somerville.
And where is there an arcade?
It's like there's this little area where you can walk through. It used to be a road, and there's an arcade
there. Oh, cool. I love arcades. What about you, Jennifer?
Do I love arcades?
Did you grow up going to arcades at the boardwalk or anything?
I loved playing skee ball.
Skee ball was your favorite?
Throwing darts at the balloons. That was really a game.
And what was the best thing you ever won?
I won a fancy doll.
Oh, yeah? Do you still have it?
It's probably in my mother's attic. Everything is in my mother's attic. No offense, Ma.
Cool. I haven't been in an arcade in a long time. What do you like to do in the arcade?
I like to play Pac-Man.
Pac-Man? The classic.
We played it when it was first time, right?
Yeah. I remember when there was no such thing as Pac-Man.
Like when Pong was the big thing.
All right, Natalie, was your dad taking you out lunch today for Father-Daughter Day?
I don't know.
What?
He told me I asked him what he wanted me to do, and he said I could organize files. So I have all his files I still need to do.
So you normally would be in school today?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay, this is what we do now, Natalie, every time on a radio show. I ask Jennifer questions about things that happened on this date, which is April 27th, the day before your birthday. It would have been cool if it was tomorrow, but then we could have known things that happened on your birthday in years past. So I ask her questions, and she knows the answers. For example, on April 27th, 1667, which was a long time ago, 350 years ago exactly, actually, Jennifer, John Milton, I'm just going to tell you, John Milton was blind and impoverished, Jennifer, so desperate that he sold the copyright for his Paradise Lost for how much?
$2.
He was English, so what would it be?
£2.
£10. How does pounds compute to dollars? I don't know.
Right now, it's almost even.
Right now, the dollar's really strong against the pound, but typically it's about a dollar and a half to a dollar.
Today's my friend's birthday.
It is. Happy birthday.
It wasn't a good day for John Milton on your friend's birthday. Did you ever travel to England or anywhere?
No, the farthest.
Out of the country?
Out of the country, no.
Okay, where's the furthest you've ever traveled?
California.
I'm trying to tell you.
That's further than I've ever traveled. And I've never been out of the country either, except for Bermuda and Canada. I've been to Canada. California? Why'd you go to California?
To go to Disneyland.
Oh, that's awesome. Have you been to Disney World?
No.
Not yet?
I want to go. My parents just went to Florida by themselves.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Well, they owe you a trip to Disney World.
Yes, they do.
You tell them that the Library Show told you.
Yes.
If your father were listening.
I love Disney World, by the way. I've been many times.
Yeah.
You would love it. All right, moving on, Natalie and Jennifer. Let's go 300 years later to 1967 on this date.
So it's a dull day.
300 years exactly, Jennifer. What opens in Montreal, Canada on this date in 1967?
The World's Fair.
Yes. What was it called?
The World's
Fair. I've been to it. It was called Expo 67.
Okay.
In Montreal, Canada. Did you go? We actually went to it.
Expo 67?
And we never went anywhere. Expo 67.
How
old are you? You weren't born yet?
No.
What year were you born?
68.
Oh, okay. Maybe your parents went and you were...
No.
Went indirectly?
No, my mother was still in college. My mother went to the 63 World's Fair she didn't actually...
In New York.
In New York. She actually went to the ball game instead. She was supposed to go to the World's Fair.
Let's go up to 1974 now. 10,000 people marched to Washington, D.C. Why? April 27th, 1974. What did they want? What were they trying to get done?
In 1974?
1974.
Don't know.
They wanted to impeach U.S. President Richard Nixon.
I didn't realize there was a march for that.
There was. 10,000 people contributed.
Hmm.
What construction begins on what? On this date, in 2006, in New York City. What did they start building in New York City on this date?
To rebuild the tower?
The Freedom Tower is correct. Ding, ding, ding. Natalie, nice job. So it took them 11 years to build that. No, I guess it's been open a couple years now.
Oh, yeah.
So it took them almost 10 years to build the Freedom Tower.
It's pretty tall. Have you been up in it?
No.
It's really tall.
How much taller than the World Trade Center is it?
I don't know.
I like the Empire State Building.
Have you been up in that?
Yes.
I've never been in that.
Everything looks like tiny ants.
We went up in the World Trade Center one, and it's pretty tiny.
So you're not afraid of heights, obviously, Natalie.
No, but my dad is.
Is he? We're learning a lot about your dad. I
what
like
else
this.
Can you tell us about your
yes.
dad?
Yes, take notes, Jennifer. Okay, and finally, in 2011, there's this super outbreak on this date in 2011. What was the super outbreak? They called it the 2011 super outbreak.
Where was
what
that?
Happened,
this happened
on this date?
The election?
No.
Oh. I have no idea.
Where was I?
205 tornadoes touched down on April 27th.
Wow.
Killing more than 300 people and injuring hundreds more.
Wow.
205 tornadoes
in the United States?
In one day, yes. In Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, and Tennessee.
Well, that's sad.
That's very sad. It was a sad day. Actually, the only happy thing that happened today was, well, I guess the Expo 67 opening and starting to build the Freedom Tower. Okay, now I asked Jennifer some people who were born on this date. These are probably all before your time, Natalie, but let's see how Jennifer
some of them
does.
Are before my time.
1891, Sergei Prokofiev was born.
Prokofiev. He was composer.
Yes.
He composed ballets.
Hmm. Just give me one.
Swan Lake.
I don't think so.
What?
Peter and the Wolf.
Oh, Sleeping Beauty.
Peter and the Wolf. Sleeping Beauty was Tchaikovsky.
Tchaikovsky, yeah, I don't know.
1896, Rogers Hornsby was born.
I know who this is. As soon as you tell me, I'll recognize
him. He was a baseball player. Most famous for, I think, because his baseball card is like the most valuable baseball card
Wagner.
In the world.
No, it's Honus.
Oh, that's Honus Wagner? Oh, maybe you're right. That's Honus Wagner?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. My mistake. How are the Mets doing, by the way?
Yeah, my mistake. Not real well.
They're not?
They're okay.
I don't know. Are you a baseball fan, Natalie?
I mean, I like the Yankees.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
She likes the Yankees, Jennifer. A real baseball team.
Keep making Jeremiah.
They just won in Boston last night, by the way. They're going to be good for the next few years here, Natalie. This is a good time to be a Yankees fan, starting like this year, going into the next decade, maybe. What are you doing over there, Jennifer?
Nothing.
Okay, Jack Klugman was born on this date in 1922.
You want me to go, Natalie?
I don't know.
He's a movie actor. I don't know what his father watches on TV. He was Oscar Madison in The Odd Couple. He was Quincy.
Correct. 1938, Earl Anthony was born.
Earl Anthony. Oh, no, I'm thinking of Gene Ray Anthony or Ray Gene, the guy from Fame.
No. Earl Anthony was a bowler, a professional bowler. Yeah, do you remember that? In the 70s?
No. I remember watching professional bowling.
Right. And then you watched Earl Anthony. And finally, 1951, Ace Frehley was born.
He was a guitarist for Kiss.
Very good. What did his makeup look like?
It was white and it had... Was he the one with the stars?
I believe the silver stars.
Yeah.
Jennifer knows her Kiss. Kiss was a rock band, Natalie, that painted their faces. Do you ever see this band? They painted their faces white with...
I think I saw it in Mall Cop. Like, they had those... They had, like, this...
Yeah, you probably did, then. Maybe Jennifer can throw it up on her computer and show you what Kiss looks like. These are the kind of bands we listened to when we were your age. There you go. Show that one picture. Get a bigger picture of Kiss.
Can you see that?
Yeah, that's what I thought they looked like.
Okay, that's today in history. So that's what we do every week. And of course, what's your friend's name?
Emma.
Emma was born on this day too, Jennifer. Emma what?
Stefanski.
Emma Stefanski.
Happy birthday, Emma.
That last name sounds familiar to me. Stefanski. Do they have older siblings?
No.
Okay. So happy birthday, Emma Stefanski. She goes to Barley Sheaf School too?
Yes.
And she had to go to school on her birthday?
No.
Oh,
sick.
Oh, she's sick today. Okay, she's air quotes sick today, Jennifer.
Yes.
And what do you have on your thing here?
Oh, I'm just, I posted our picture.
Oh, okay.
And I'm just counting how many people like it. You know, tomorrow's Natalie's birthday. It's the start of the Friends book sale. And Saturday is also Independent Bookstore Day. The last April.
Okay.
The last Saturday in April every year. It's a one-day national party that takes place in indie bookstores across the country.
We don't care about that.
Of course we do.
No, we don't. It's book sale this weekend, Natalie.
It's local
businesses. Do you know the Friends of ACL book sale?
Wait,
have you ever heard of it?
I want to give a shout out to some local bookstores that we have in the county.
On the same day as the Friends of the Huntington County Library book sale?
Clinton Bookstore, Califon, Twice Told Tales, and Frenchtown Book Garden. Because we've done things with all of these.
The other 364 days of the year, I want you to patronize those stores. But this Saturday, I want you to steer clear of those stores. Because this Saturday, Natalie, is the Friends of the Huntington County Library book sale. Has your dad ever brought you to that?
No.
It's the biggest book sale on the East Coast of the United States. And it's happening where the fairgrounds is, where Community Day is going to be in a couple weeks. And not only does it sell books, but they sell movies and lots of kids' books, CDs. I'm sure there'll be a little Pentatonix there maybe for you. You can pick up a Pentatonix CD. So we do this every year in April, and the dates this year are Saturday, April 29th, and then Sunday. If you go on Sunday, you get the books are half price. So, and they're cheap to begin with. They're only, like, what, a dollar a piece, Jennifer?
Most books are $2.
Most books are $2 on Saturday.
But children's books are a dollar.
Children's books are a dollar. But if you went and go on Sunday, children's books are only 50 cents. That's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
And then on Monday, what they do is they give you a bag. You buy a bag for $5, like a big grocery bag, and then you can fill up that bag as many books as you can fit in it.
For free?
For the $5 for buying the bag, yes.
But I have to.
You get that whole bag of books for just that $5.
Last week I went on bag day. There were no children's books left.
Really?
They were all gone.
Well, that's probably good.
Yes. Yeah.
So children's books is the most popular thing for sale at the Friends book sale?
I think it's pretty popular.
Are there a lot of DVDs for sale?
There are, but they go pretty fast.
I thought that we always had a lot left over.
DVDs? I'm not sure.
No, not just in general.
Last year they didn't have that many books left over in the end.
I hope they have some left over because we promised the Community Day that we were going to have a little kids book sale or book giveaway. So has your dad told you all about Community Day?
Well, he was working on the flyer this morning.
Was he? How's it look?
He's just testing it. I don't know how it looks yet.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm helping him with that a little bit, so.
Yeah, which means it'll actually get done maybe.
Did you give any ideas of what you want to see on Community Day? That's what we've been signing. We're trying to do a lot of things so we can get kids there to have fun. I think there's going to be a hot air balloon.
Animals or rides.
Rides would be cool. Animals. I think there is a petting zoo.
Well, actually, there is animals.
Right. Is there a petting zoo? I think there's going to be. Neat. You can learn how to square dance. I know that's one thing that's
going to
happen.
Are the flutter wheels going to be there?
Yes.
I still want to have them at the library to teach square dancing.
We did that once.
Did they teach it?
Yes.
Well, can we have them back?
But I don't know. Can we? And what else? There's going to be a lot of things. The bookmobile is going to be there, of course.
And we're going to have story time.
We're going to have story times. We got to set the dates for that. Or is there a set window they can do it?
I had this discussion yesterday. I said, you need to tell us what time you're going to do it so Jim can put it on the flyer.
Right. So they do it like at 1 and...
But she listened to me as well as you listened to me, so...
Well, we got to decide, too. I got to talk to the committee here. So we're talking about Community Day, the Huntington County Community Day.
What
this
do
is
I say
what
about
we're
committees?
Discussing. What do you say about committees?
God so loved the world, he did not send a committee.
What did he send? His son? He sent an infant.
One person.
Right.
And look what a good job he did. Don't need a committee.
Bringing Chris to debate this point. We're getting off point here. So Community Day,
shocking.
June 3rd, Natalie's father is spearheading this. We've done this for the last few years. It's at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds. It's on June 3rd. There's going to be a lot of family. It's a family-friendly event. Get to know businesses and community, plus there'll be a lot of activities. He has what?
There's Rita's.
Rita's is going to be there? Rita's is going to be there, Jennifer.
Worth going for.
And there's also going to be, what was the other food one that was good?
Madalena's.
Madalena's is going to be there?
It's like the cheesecake.
Yes, that's a good one. So there's going to be food. It's going to be fun.
Who's
going to be Natalie Phelan there.
And Marshall's Dixieland Band.
Marshall's Dixieland Band will be performing at the entrance to add to the festive atmosphere.
Who's going to be... They're a Dixie, you know, Dixie. Have you ever heard Dixieland bands?
They have trumpets. The one,
they have
but
a clarinet.
But they use the trumpets, unlike your dad.
And they play. They have clarinets.
Clarinets and tuba, maybe.
Yep.
Right, a tuba.
Mm-hmm. And a trombone.
But there's going to be other music. I know there's going to be a kids performer. I don't remember the exact name. And then. I don't know. I should get more information. Maybe if
you really should
finish this flyer, we could have read off it. We would know exactly what's happening at Community Day. But it's going to be a lot of fun. Did you go last year to Community Day, Natalie?
Yes, because since my dad runs it, my mom says we have to go.
There you go.
You got a good mother.
Always things to do good quality family time.
Yeah, I want to go early this year so I can ride around on a golf cart with my dad.
Ooh, that's be fun. Maybe I'll go early, too.
You can push Chris off the golf cart and drive.
So that's Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 3rd, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds.
South County Park.
South County Park in Ringgoes, New Jersey.
Okay.
Yes.
What's next?
Did we finish talking about the book sale properly?
I think we did.
Which is at the same location, by the way. The book sale is at the South County Park also, but it's this weekend.
Is that like a bunch of tents that have books in them?
No, I think they just use the permanent building.
And why do you only think that, Jim Thatch?
What?
How come you don't know?
I don't know.
And why is that?
I haven't been to it since it's been moved to the fairgrounds. Mm-hmm. That's why.
They use the big barn, the big pole barn.
And barn. Everything fits in there?
Yes, it does.
Oh, the big pole barn on the left where animals are?
No, the right one. No, not the pole barn, the building. The right one, the new one, not the Ramsey building.
Okay, and everything fits in? Mm-hmm. I guess it's a pretty big building.
It's big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. I got a lot of work to do around the house. Or I was going to go on Saturday.
You're starting to sound like me, Jim Thatch.
Why? You have a lot of work around the house?
You always make fun of me. Oh, Jennifer's weeding again. Do you have a garden at home?
No.
Smart girl.
But sometimes we grow raspberries.
Nice.
So then I can attack my brother with them.
And how do you do that? How old is your brother?
He's 4.
He's 4?
Yes.
I will never forget the day your father told me your mother was pregnant with Cameron. Yeah. We're not going to go into... I'm not going into
You don't
detail.
Bring a story... Natalie, here's Radio 101 for you. You don't bring up a story if you don't intend on telling it.
Sorry.
Like, Natalie didn't say, it's my friend's birthday today, and then wouldn't tell us who it was. She finished the story. So, Jennifer, what happened on the day that you found out that Natalie was having a little brother?
You were standing there.
What?
You were standing there when it happened. We were in the old chamber radio office.
Okay.
And your mother...
Paint us a picture.
Your mother had gone to the hospital because she wasn't well. And the doctor came out and asked your father, did you know your wife's pregnant? The answer was no. So they had to be careful how they were going to treat her. You can't give... pregnant women a lot of drugs.
Well, you sometimes you have a photographic memory.
Like, oh, it's a curse, let me tell you.
Really? It must have helped you in school.
Sometimes. I remember where I was and who I was with watching the South Tower fall, talking about World Trade being started today.
Who were you with, Jennifer? See, now, Natalie finished the story.
Do you remember?
Do I remember? I know I was at work, yes.
I was watching it with you.
Oh, you were?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't remember who I was with, obviously.
Obviously not.
That was like the one and only time there was actually a TV outside my office, right? Isn't that weird?
Yes.
My teacher was, they locked down my school.
Did they really?
Yeah, because all the schools were locked down.
That's right.
So my teacher, everyone was panicking, and yeah.
It was a scary day.
Yeah.
It was a very scary day.
So it's already 16 years ago now?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it was in 2001.
Yes.
Correct. Everybody, that's one date you'll always remember.
I used to always wonder, you remember, have you ever heard of President John Kennedy?
Yeah.
And he was shot. And older people than me and Jim always say, oh, I remember what I was wearing and what I was doing when he was shot. And I always wondered, like, how. And, like, when Reagan was shot, I tried to remember what I was wearing in case people asked, what were you wearing when Reagan was shot? And then when World Trade happened, I knew I wasn't going to have to remember.
What?
Like, I wouldn't have to make a conscious effort to remember. I'd always remember.
Right, that, exactly.
Ronald Reagan was my favorite.
Was he really?
Yeah.
He was your favorite president.
I did an article about his wife.
She was very good, Nancy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I have to have a talk with your father. We need to get some... Never mind.
And who's your favorite president, Jennifer?
Who was my favorite president?
I'll tell you mine is.
Who's your favorite?
Calvin Coolidge.
Why?
He's from Vermont.
Oh, dear.
And he was president during the most prosperous time in American history.
I'm very fond of Teddy Roosevelt.
I like him, too.
But not from his explorer. Did you know he was an explorer?
Yeah.
And he went down the Amazon.
He got sick.
Yeah.
That's what killed him eventually.
Yeah. He wanted them to leave him there because he was so sick.
I know.
I was just talking about him Monday because we saw The Lost City of Z. About
my
Colonel
dad
Foster.
Wants to see that.
It's really good.
Yeah, I want to go with
it's
him.
It's very, very good.
It's really good.
What and is this about?
It's about Colonel Percy Fawcett and his trip down the Amazon. He was hired. The British government sent him to Bolivia to map the river. Bolivia was arguing with its neighbor about
isn't
the border.
Isn't that why Roosevelt went down there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it the same river?
Yes, the Amazon. And...
No, Roosevelt was on another river.
Okay, then it wasn't the same river. And Fawcett found shards of pottery, and he said there was an ancient civilization that was just as evolved as ours. And nobody believed him, so he got money.
La,
la.
Oh, no, yeah, Natalie doesn't want to know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I won't tell you how it ends. But it was very good, and I was reading an article.
Are there aliens in it?
No.
Oh.
No aliens. But I was reading an article yesterday, and the director, Brad Pitt, was originally going to play Percy Fawcett, but he decided just to produce it. And the director said that he read all about producing Apocalypse Now and all the problems about filming in a jungle. And he said, oh, we got this. We got modern times. And he said, but you don't know until you film in 100 degrees, 100% humidity. And the bugs, how awful a jungle
is.
I'm
sure all the equipment probably goes crazy.
But he said that they used all the natural lighting. They did not use any, is it called Klieg lights?
Like no
they
idea.
They didn't use any spotlights. They used the sunlight, the moonlight, and just natural fires.
And how did that turn out?
It's very well done. It's a very good movie. It's a little scary in parts, but...
I like scary.
You like scary?
You like scary movies, too.
I'm not big on cannibals.
Like, don't tell us anymore. You're telling us too much about this movie.
I'm not telling you more than you could see in the trailer. So what's the last movie you saw, Natalie?
The Boss Baby with my aunt, my uncle, my cousin.
Was that any good?
It's good. It's funny.
With Alec Baldwin's voice as the boss.
Was he?
Yes. Did you see the live-action Beauty and the Beast?
I did not see it yet, but I really do, because she's my favorite Disney princess.
Belle is your favorite Disney princess?
Uh-huh.
Who's your favorite Disney princess, Jennifer?
Maybe Sleeping Beauty.
Why?
Because I'm constantly exhausted, and I could use a really long nap.
She slept through the whole movie.
I know.
You didn't even get to know
I
her.
Sleep through long movies most of the time.
I think I like Ariel the best. It's my favorite
one. You have a favorite Disney princess?
What?
Just saying.
Your favorite Disney prince? Oh, yeah, who?
I don't have a favorite Disney prince.
Oh, is that what you just asked me?
No, I said you have a favorite Disney princess. That's nice, Jim. Do you dress up like her on Halloween? I can actually say no, you don't. I've seen you on Halloween.
But I saw the live-action Beauty Beast. It was very good.
Was it good?
Yes.
Our friend Jean saw it, and she liked it very much, too.
Is she? Mm-hmm. Is Jean listening today?
I hope she is.
You didn't play a song for her or anything? She probably tuned out already.
She probably did.
When you ignored her.
Oh, stop. You're so mean.
I'm so mean? Who said I'd accuse the other person of dressing up like a mermaid?
I just asked you, do you dress up like your favorite princess for Halloween?
Did you remember what you dressed up for Halloween last Halloween, Natalie? Or was that too long ago?
My first Halloween?
Your last one.
My last Halloween.
Yeah. I think
I did a Victorian vampire.
Mm.
I think she did too.
Nice.
I think I saw pictures.
Does your dad dress up for Halloween?
No.
No, he doesn't?
He wears a shirt. I don't know. It's just like he wears an orange shirt and he says it's festive.
Well, that's good. That's something. Okay, let's go to our last commercial break.
Is it time? It's time. All right, we'll be right back with more of Natalie Phelan.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show, where we're discussing chicken sandwiches, favorite of mine.
We're discussing fast food. Natalie and my favorite fast food restaurant is Burger King. Jennifer is the McDonald's fan? No?
No, I'm not. Burger King would be my choice.
Oh, it is? Yeah. But you always go to McDonald's.
Because my husband likes it.
Oh, okay. And Jennifer likes chicken sandwiches, Natalie, but she's never been to Chick-fil-A.
Never been to Chick-fil-A. They fry everything in peanut oil. And I've had issues with peanut oil in the past.
Oh. Well, I just saw the movie about McDonald's called The Founder, which is available to borrow.
I've seen the trailer.
Yeah, the borrow at the Hunterdon County Library.
That's cool.
So I recommend it.
Do you?
I didn't know anything about it, Natalie, that there were McDonald's was named after two brothers who thought up the whole idea for McDonald's.
Yeah, I want to see A Dog's Purpose.
What's that one?
It's like about this dog who dies and then comes back to life as a different kind of dog.
Oh, I think Bruce Cameron wrote the book.
Interesting.
You have the book.
I'll have to look that one up.
Yeah. Next time I come, I'll get it.
Yes.
Okay, I would love if they had an Arby's here, by the way. I like Arby's, too.
I had Arby's once in my life.
Delicious.
It's really messy.
Back in the 90s, Arby's gave away little Babar. Do you know Babar the Elephant? He's a book character.
I know what an elephant is.
There was a book character, Babar. And Arby's gave out little toys like the, what are they called at McDonald's?
Happy Meals.
Happy Meal, like the Happy Meals toys. Yeah. Arby's had them, but they were Bavar, and that's what I collect. And we were out in Lancaster one time, and we went to all these flea markets and all these church sales, and we got all these little Bavar.
So if I'm ever in an antique store and I see a Bavar, you want it?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sure I've seen these things before up in Vermont. I'm sure they're all...
Or Celeste.
So just like a little Bavar doll kind of thing?
Yeah, they're like little plastic things.
They're little plastic Bavars.
Mm-hmm.
I hate saying Bavar. That just bothers me.
I know. We actually call them Barbar.
I don't like saying the word Yale. That's why I'm never going there.
How do you feel about the word goody?
I don't know.
I think your dad taught you that because you probably don't like to say Harvard either.
He probably wants you to say community college.
Yeah.
State school.
You like saying community college.
Are you going to Seton Hall like your father's entire family?
Oh, you
want
to go to Seton Hall?
Yes.
And your mother went to Seton Hall too, didn't
she? Yes. Most of my family went to Seton Hall.
Yes. My parents went to Seton Hall.
What's the Seton Hall mascot?
A pirate.
Very good. maybe she is going to Seton Hall.
Yes.
It's a good school. I can't say anything bad about Seton Hall.
Nope. And you were on a winning basketball team this year, weren't you?
Did you play basketball this year?
Yes.
Oh, awesome. How'd you do?
We won like 3 games.
Well,
you played
good
for the Lady Pirates, though. Because you were pretty good, right?
Yeah, I was okay.
The important thing is, what did you learn?
Oh, stop.
What is the most...
Did you have fun?
What did you learn? What fundamentals did you learn?
I learned...
Can you make a layup?
Yes.
But did you have fun? That's the most important thing.
Do you know how to set a pick?
Yes.
There you go. Those are important fundamentals, Jennifer. At Natalie's age, she should be learning the fundamentals. Winning and losing doesn't matter, Natalie. About learning the fundamentals to
and
play.
And having fun.
How to catch a pass properly with your hands out so that you can do something with it.
You think we should go watch Jim play basketball tonight?
Well, I'm glad. Are you going to play next year? You enjoyed it that much?
I think I'm going to play next year.
Oh, you're not sure? Do you play any other sports? Soccer.
My brother plays soccer.
Your brother plays soccer?
I do swimming.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's good. So do you play catch, Natalie, or do you have a catch? Somebody asked me this question down in Baltimore in a bar over the weekend.
In Baltimore, they probably have a catch. Yes?
I have no idea.
It's have a catch. You never play catch. But I was right. I was like the first person to answer these two drunk guys correctly on
the... Oh, that's great, Jim. And you were the third drunk guy?
I was completely sober.
At that moment?
I'm always sober. I'm always in complete control. But where are we going?
They're not mutually.
So you have a catch. Let's go have a catch. What do you, right? Does your dad ever have a catch with you?
Hell no.
You know what Jim taught me to throw last year?
A tantrum.
No, I knew that all. Do you remember?
A football?
A football. I decided one day I needed to.
And have you thrown one since?
Nope. I was thinking we need to do it again. I went out in the library yard and threw a football.
I've thrown a football in school because I have to for Jim.
It wasn't completely terrible.
No, it is practice. Just like anything, if you practice.
Is Kiko listening today?
No.
He has a loyal listener, Kiko.
Yes. Okay, we need to talk about... We don't have any more commercials, do we?
We're done with commercials.
Is there anything you need to talk about now? Anything that we need to know about your life? Anything you want to tell the internet?
No.
Is there anything like you couldn't tell your dad that we can tell him now that you got a bad grade on a test or something that we can break it to him softly?
I don't get bad grades on tests. I believe you.
I used to. And then I couldn't tell my dad, and I'd have to hide it.
You drove your parents down to Baltimore this weekend, didn't you?
I drove my parents, what?
To Baltimore this weekend?
I did.
Did you have good quality time with Ray and Fern?
Good quality time, yes. That's one way of putting it.
How long is the car ride from here?
It's not far, Nan. It's about 2.5 hours.
How long did it seem with your parents in the car?
No, it was fine. I went to a wedding this weekend down in Baltimore, right on the harbor. Have you ever been to Baltimore?
No, but I like weddings.
Yes.
Because there's cake. And the cake's huge.
The cake was good. The cake was actually some special cake where it was one level chocolate, one level peanut butter cups.
Ooh, yeah.
And one level something else. It was some special Baltimore cake. It was delicious.
I like ice cream cake.
I do too.
You gonna have ice cream cake tomorrow?
Oh yeah. You must.
I don't know.
If your dad ever listened to the radio show, he would know.
That I want ice cream cake for my birthday.
That he wants it. Like a Cold Stone Creamery ice cream cake. They're the best.
We had cake Tuesday night at the library. Jeremiah Harris brought in some cake from Clinton Station Diner.
Oh, yeah?
It was an Oreo cake.
I'm also excited because this weekend we're going to Stony Brook for my birthday for a brunch.
Oh, they have the best brunches there.
And it's by St. Hubert's Pet Adoption.
So what are you going to adopt? Do you have any pets now?
I have a cat.
What's your cat's name?
Jameson.
After the whiskey?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I know your father. Your father named him?
Well, actually, my parents agreed on the name. Uh-huh. I wasn't allowed to name it.
What kind of pet do you want to adopt this weekend?
I
want to
adopt a little kitten for myself.
Another kitten? What would you call it?
Moo Moo.
Moo Moo?
Because I want it to be black and white, like a cow.
Cow.
Yes.
Natalie is very set in her decisions. I like it.
Yes.
Very good. Well, I have been to the brunch there. What a brunch spread they have. I think it's rated like the one of the best brunches around.
I love brunches.
Do you know where Stony Brook is? Mm-hmm. It's up off of 22 where Crines used to be.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's right across the street from where Crines used to be.
Okay.
See, it's Hunter County. We can promote. They may be a member of the chamber.
Because you go to Lahaska a lot, Peddler's Village.
I go to Peddler's Village, yeah.
For special meals. I see a lot of pictures of your grandparents.
Yeah.
Do they live over there or something?
In Delaware Township.
Okay, before we go, Natalie, I got to say one more thing.
Shocking. Then there'll be nothing left.
actually, I think you're still a little too young, Natalie.
We're not going to have that kind of talk.
Yes, because you've got to be grade 7.
We're not having that kind of talk, are we?
In 2 years, Natalie, you're going to be able to enter this art show, and I bet you do very well. Every year we have an outdoor art show and sale at the library. So you can come visit it this year for sure. It's the week after Community Day. It's on June 10th. So we get 75 local artists, and you can be students, but you got to be at least grade 7. So almost. So start working on some artwork. Start getting some stuff together. You got a couple years. But then students and adults, we put out these snow fences, and we put all the artwork up on the snow fences, and you walk around and look at them. And we have a band there that will play music, and we have Kona Ice, a truck that serves like Rita's kind of ices.
Oh, is it the ice where you like go around the truck and you like pour the different flavors?
I believe that's the truck. What's going to be at the Hunter and County Library on June 10th, so tell your dad. Be a good community event for your dad to attend.
Maybe he could bring his big scissors and cut the ribbon.
To open the day?
Yeah.
That might not be a bad idea.
I think it's a good idea.
So it's a lot of fun. So it's a nice day. You can even bring your own picnic lunch and a blanket and have a picnic there. Meet some of the artists.
My brother.
You could bring Moo Moo.
Get inspired. You can bring your brother in a soccer ball. Kick it around.
I want to get like a little purse for it so I can keep it.
Right, you can bring Moo Moo. And you can bring
Ollie. Yeah, Moo Moo's more than welcome.
His dog Ollie comes sometimes.
I have a dog named Ollie. He's a little black and white. Not a puppy anymore, but he's a smaller dog.
Is he like a border collie?
No, he's a... He kind of looks like that a little bit, though. The hair not quite as long. He's like King Spaniel. But he's
like the only dog I really, really like. He's the only dog who really likes me.
Why don't you like dogs, Jennifer?
They don't like me. But Ollie took to me right away. People don't take to me either, frankly.
That's not true. All right, why don't we wrap this thing up with Natalie
with
and
Natalie.
Jennifer?
All right, any parting words of wisdom, Natalie? Okie dokie.
Well, we want to wish Natalie a happy birthday. Enjoy your day. Enjoy the rest of your day off of school.
Make your father take his lunch someplace good. And thank you for spending another hour with us. We'll see you next year.
Yes.
You can start. Maybe you'll bring Moo Moo next year.
Maybe Moo Moo.
All right. So thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you. Happy birthday.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Joe Kleindienst of the nonprofit group Disabled American Veterans says it's good news that President Trump is signing an order today to create an Office of Accountability and Whistleblower Protection at the Veterans Administration.
This new office will strike a balance between allowing the department to recruit and maintain the highest quality of employees while assuring absolute accountability for all of their actions.
He said this of the trade deal on the campaign trail.
NAFTA is the worst trade deal maybe ever signed anywhere.
Now the White House says the U.S. will not be pulling out of the North American Free Trade Agreement, at least not yet, as President Trump told the leaders of Canada and Mexico in phone calls yesterday. He'd rather try to renegotiate the pact rather than pull the nation out of that deal. A conservative group of congressmen, the House Freedom Caucus, now giving their approval to a new version of a GOP health care bill. This is USA Radio News.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get the lowest prices of the season on women's Sonoma tees, just $4.99. $5 Tala Jumping Beans tops and bottoms, and Nike sneakers, just $43.99. Get the lowest prices of the season on kitchen electrics, $4.99 after $12 mail-in rebate. Plus, the big one bath towel is just $2.99. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. It's the lowest prices of the season, Wednesday through Sunday, at Kohl's. Select styles. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I just got to town, and I need a presentation printed for a big meeting tomorrow.
Well, Staples has everything you need to print, scan, and fax.
Great. Oh, just got a text. The home office made changes to the presentation.
No problem. You can access your files from a USB, email, or the cloud.
And the meeting isn't tomorrow, now it's today.
Our machines are self-service, so there's no waiting.
And it's not here. Now it's in Ebensburg.
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
Print, scan, fax, and copy at Staples, your office away from home.
A just-released weekly economic report doesn't come in as good as expected, as we hear from Sharon Reed.
The Labor Department reports this morning that first-time claims for jobless benefits jumped by 14,000 last week to 257,000. Most analysts had expected the number to come in closer to 245,000.
An all-night standoff with a gunman ends in Delaware after a state trooper is shot and killed in a convenience store parking lot yesterday.
We ask that you keep the trooper's family and the members of the Delaware State Police family in your thoughts and prayers.
That's Delaware State Police Superintendent on the death of Corporal Stephen Ballard. And minutes ago, state police there did confirm that an overnight barricade situation involving the gunman accused of killing the corporal has ended, although there's no explanation of how it was brought to a close. Yesterday, a jury in Pennsylvania did decide that Eric Freen, who was convicted last week of ambushing troopers in Pennsylvania, killing one of them in 2014, will be put to death for the crime. This is USA Radio News.
Get that spring flooring project done with incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 24% off. All water-resistant Dream Home Ultra X2O laminate is 11 to 13% off. And get 10% off pre-finished engineered hardwood and engineered bamboo. They're great for every environment and every level of your home. More deals from 69 cents plus special financing. Get the perfect floor with deals from Lumber Liquidators today.
An investigation's underway after a massive fire near downtown Los Angeles. The story from Jason Campidonia.
More than 160 firefighters battled the major emergency fire early this morning at a four-story apartment and a two-story building next to it in the Westlake District. Several buildings in the area had to be evacuated, but fire crews had the flames extinguished about 2 hours after it had started. There are reports that several homeless people lived in the abandoned apartment and some are still missing. The cause of the fire is unknown, but arson investigators are on scene. Jason Campidonia, Los Angeles.
As United Airlines is making some policy changes, its CEO tells NBC News that what happened to spark these changes was a system failure across the board.
A circumstance like we've all witnessed should have never happened.
United CEO Oscar Munoz referring to the case a few weeks ago when a passenger was dragged off a United flight in Chicago. The airline now says it will pay up to $10,000 in incentives to flyers who do agree to get bumped from a flight. In the past, the limit was about $1,300. It will also refrain from removing passengers once they're already seated, except for security or safety reasons. And a British teenager is in custody now after